Bondi Junction, Australian inquiry reveals stabbing timeline, date modified : 2024-11-12T05:1731.917Z, description : in just 3 minutes 6 people were killed and 10 more injured, a probe into the Bondi stabbing has found : Bondi attacker stabbed 16 in 3 minutes, inquiry told, supplied, 4 of the victims, clockwise from left: Jade Young, Ashley Good, Faraz Tahir and Pikria Darkia. It took just 3 minutes for Joel Kochi to fatally stab 6 people and injure 10 more during a rampage at a popular Sydney shopping centre, an inquest into the attack has been told. The New South Wales Coroner's Court heard on Tuesday that Kochi, 40, was knife-obsessed and had been diagnosed with schizophrenia, but had come off his medication and was homeless at the time of the incident. The inquiry also heard that no alarm sounded inside the centre until after Kochi had been shot dead by police. The incident on April 13 devastated Australia, where mass murder is rare, and prompted a national conversation about gendered violence. Knifemen rampaged through Sydney Mall as shoppers ran for their lives. Sydney stabbings, who were the victims? The attack on women that devastated Australia, all up, 14 of the 16 people stabbed that day were female, including 5 of the 6 who were killed, and a 9-month-old baby. The NSW Police Commissioner said at the time that it was obvious Kochi had targeted women. Tuesday's hearing laid out the areas of focus for an extensive inquiry which is due to begin in full in April 2025. The investigation will look into possible security lapses and failings in the mental health systems in NSW and Queensland, Kochi's home state. Speaking in court, Dr. Peggy Dwyer SC, the counsel assisting the coroner, said Kochi had been off his psychotropic medication since 2019, despite authorities being repeatedly warned of his deteriorating state. Kochi had come to the attention of Queensland police several times, she added. In her statement, Dwyer also provided the first detailed timeline of how the violence actually unfolded in Bondi that day. She said that Kochi, who had been sleeping rough in the suburb of Marlborough on the morning of the attack, entered Westfield Shopping Centre around 15:30, local, and began stabbing people roughly 3 minutes later, after removing his knife in line at a bakery. His first victim was Don Singleton, 25, followed by 47-year-old Jade Young and 25-year-old Yuxuan Cheng. He then attacked Ashley Good, 38, from behind. Good, who has been described by her family as an all-round outstanding human, then saw Kochi stabbing her 9-month-old baby girl in her pram, and was further wounded trying to save the child's life, the court heard. Faraz Tahir, a 30-year-old security guard, was stabbed next, alongside a colleague. Onlookers at the time said he died trying to save others. Kochi fatally stabbed Pikria Darkia, 55, before being shot dead by NSW police in Spamy Scott, who had been on duty close by. Between the moment Insp Scott arrived and the moment she killed Kochi, just over a minute had passed, the court heard. In total, the attack lasted for 5 minutes and 43 seconds, yet no alarm sounded during that time. It is presently unclear why it took so long for the alarm to sound, Dwyer said. Before opening the hearing, State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan acknowledged the pain and loss the broader community was still feeling as a result of the violence. I offer my sincere condolences to the family and loved ones who are here in court today, as well as those who can't be here in person, she told the court, according to The Guardian Australia. It is important to me and my assisting team that you feel safe, you feel heard and you feel cared for throughout this proceeding. Sydney Attack Australia.